Adele is always late to school. His class teacher, Miss Rupel, is angry. You missed 15 minutes of math's class today, she scolds him. You missed 15 minutes of art yesterday. Adele feels terrible. Why am I never on time? He asks his best friend Paro. Where do all the minutes go? Paro decides to help Adele find the lost minutes. At what time do you wake up? She asks. Ma wakes me up at 8 a.m., Adele says. If I'm feeling lazy, I lie in bed for 5 more minutes. What do you do next? Paro asks. I take 25 minutes to get ready and 15 minutes to eat breakfast. It takes 20 minutes to walk to school. Together, that is 1 hour. I should reach school by 9 a.m. Paro writes, 25 plus 15 plus 20 is equal to 60. 60 minutes make an hour. Do you always get ready on time? Paro asks. Sometimes I have to sharpen my pencil, Adele says. Sometimes my milk is too hot to drink. Sometimes I have to find my Hindi book. But those things take seconds. If you add all the seconds, you will get 4 or 5 minutes, Paro laughs. Maybe 3 minutes, Adele agrees. 60 seconds make a minute. 180 seconds make 3 minutes. I have seen you playing with Bidu's puppies and buying sweets on the way to school, Paro says. I play with the puppies for 5 minutes, Adele says. And spend less than 2 minutes buying sweets. That makes no difference. Every minute makes a difference, Paro says. If you add the extra time in bed, the time to sharpen pencils, and everything else, you take 75 minutes to get to school. 5 minutes extra in bed, 3 minutes extra while getting ready, 5 minutes playing with the puppies, 2 minutes buying sweets. Equals 15 minutes, that is not 1 hour, Paro says. That is 1 hour and 15 minutes. Do you know what that means? Yes, Adele groans. It means that I will have to, it means Miss Rupel will be happy, and I will be sleepy and sad. CloudLink Academy, China, Xian, Jerry Deng.